Nolte, Kamala Harris proved Joe Biden correct, my time is up. By John Nolte on June 28, 2019. During Thursday night's Democrat debate, Joe Biden admitted to the world that my time is up. Of course, he was talking about the debate time limit to rebut a fierce, racially charged attack from Senator Kamala Harris. DCA, but those four words could come to define the 195-year-old frontrunner's increasingly embattled campaign. When Biden said my time is up, Biden looked old. Overmatched, out of his depth, and unprepared, he looked nothing like the vibrant Joe Biden of the Obama years. The walking ghost of the man who humiliated Representative Paul Ryan, R.Y., in their 2012 vice presidential debate. Is this a game changer when it comes to Biden's frontrunner status? We will have to wait for the polling, but if it is, it will not be because Democrat primary voters suspect that Barack Obama's former vice president is a secret racist. It will be because he did not look like the man who could beat Donald Trump. Last night, Kamala Harris stripped Biden of his alpha male status, and this happened due to an attack Biden should have known was coming and been prepared for. His campaign has very good reason to be freaking out. Watch for yourself. That wasn't the only time Biden looked his age. When asked what his first priority as president would be, Slow Joe said, defeat Donald Trump. No, I am not taking him out of context. Here is moderator Chuck Todd's question. You get one shot that it may be the only thing you get past. What is that first issue for your presidency? To which Biden replied, the first thing I would do is make sure that we defeat Donald Trump, period. Okay, Grandpa. I think Matlock is coming on, let's go over to your chair. To make matters worse, Biden promised, and remember, he's supposed to be the sane one, the moderate, to give illegal aliens free health care, not to deport illegal aliens, and to decriminalize entering America illegally. Oh, and he wants to outlaw every gun in the country, unless it recognizes the handprint of the owner, which means he wants to outlaw every gun in the country. What's more, Biden told the world he never praised racists, and yet, he did praise racists, repeatedly. Biden lied about opposing busing, he did oppose busing. David Axelrod, the man who helped make Biden vice president, admitted that Biden seemed confused last night. Van Jones, who worked in Biden's White House, accused Biden of suffering a breakdown. Tonight, we had a breakdown, Biden, Jones said. He had the most to lose, and I think he lost it. In that, he never became that guy that everybody goes, that's Joe. This is the guy who's going to make Trump look like an idiot. He just couldn't pull it together. Again, please don't confuse this analysis with some sort of prediction about Biden being doomed. The truth is that very few Democrats are paying attention right now. We have more than 6 months to the first primary votes, and Biden will have 4 weeks to prepare for the next debate, which arrives on far-left CNN at the end of July. There is no question, though, that Biden is not the man he was, that his capacities are diminished, and that he has been forced to swing far, far, far to the left. There is also no question that Biden was prone to gaffes before he became frail, and should he win the primary, Trump will do to Biden what he did to a similarly infirmed Hillary, which is to work him into the ground with a relentless pace. Biden might only be a few years older than Trump, but to look at them you could be convinced Biden is Trump's father. Alpha males have won every presidential election since John Kennedy, since television became the primary way of communicating with voters, and last night Biden was baited big time by Kamala. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.